Susan, are you going to do the agenda and
sure.
the minutes?
Oh, you want to vote?
Yeah, or Roger can do the minutes. Okay, and
okay.
one is being
yeah.
okay. switched off. Okay, the town board will come to order on this day, July 13th, 2021. Just a few items to tell everyone before we get started. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. So, just so everybody's clear, we're making a recommendation. It's not the final word. Final word will come from either the Planning Commission, the Board of County Commissioners, wherever you're scheduled to come. Let's see here. Please turn off and mute all cell phones and other electronic devices that could disturb the meeting. If you have any private conversations to take, to have, we have a lot of competition with the ventilation, so there's a lobby right out there or right outside these doors. And any supporting material that's provided to us, you may request that from Maureen at the end of the table, or you can get it from the Clark County Department of Administrative Services or online. Okay, let's see. Show that all of the board members are present except for John Wardlaw, who is on vacation. Lucky guy. And he is excused. Do we have any introductions? You can do that in a minute.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
So, with that, now that you know who everybody is, if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If you would step up to the table, if that will clearly state your name and address for the record, and please spell your last name. If any board member wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. There's a microphone right up here, and all you do is just push up the button, a little light will come on, and you're good to go. Approval of the minutes for January 29th, 2021. Oh, before we do that, does anyone have anything they'd like to say? Approval of the minutes for June 29th, 2021.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for June 29th, 2021.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for June 29th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for tonight, July 13th, 2021. Any holds, combined, deletes, any items?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening with the following change. Item number 1, DC210023, Phoenix Realty Holdings LLC, has been withdrawn by the applicant. All other items remain.
So we have a motion to approve tonight's agenda with the with number 1 having been withdrawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any information items? Okay, we'll move on to planning and zoning. Item number 2, ET2140088, ZC190197, School Board of Trustees, design review for first extension of time for elementary school on 8.0 acres in the PF Public Facility Zone, generally located on the north side of Cherokee Lane, 100 feet east of Algonquin Drive, within Paramount.
Mr. Chairman, members of the town board, good evening. My name is Dimitrios Karapanagiotis on behalf of the Clark County School District.
Can you help me out with that last name, spelling, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm here on behalf of the Clark County School District. First of all, I want to apologize for the no-show in your last meeting. It was a total misunderstanding with planning, but we resolved that. We are here. This is an extension of time only on the design review portion, you know, of our application. It's for a replacement of the Ruby Thomas Elementary School. The project was slated, you know, to start construction this summer, but prioritizing has pushed it, you know, to the next year. So we anticipate construction to commence on the summer of 2022 and completion in August 2023. With that, if you don't have any other question, I will request, you know, your motion, you know, for approval for 2 more years. Thank you.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public, open it to the board. If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Item number three, BS 210297-3535 LV Newco LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Flamingo Road and Sands Avenue and between Cobo Lane and Las Vegas Boulevard South within Paradise.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the town board. My name is Brooke Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, with Bronson Perry Rubber Shack, 100 North City Parkway Street, 1600, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. Appearing on behalf of the applicant, 3535 LB Newco and Caesars Lake LLC, in connection with the application that's before you tonight. This application is for the vacation of an existing pedestrian easement. This application is being requested because the existing building facade currently encroaches into a portion of the existing pedestrian easement. So the request is to vacate the entire easement and rededicate a new easement that matches the existing building facade. Additionally, a portion of the easement airspace will remain vacated 14 feet above grade that will allow for additional tenant improvements within this airspace. We've worked very closely with Public Works and both the vacation and the proposed new pedestrian easement. Staff is recommending approval. With that, I will answer any questions that you have.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve item number three, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, WS 210243, South Valley View, Twain LLC, waivers development standards for the following. One, increased sign height, and two, animated signs. Design review for proposed freestanding sign in conjunction with existing commercial complex on a portion of 1.0 acres where the overall complex is 5.0 acres in H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located in the south side of Highland Drive and the west side of Morgan. Chad Cashman's Way within Paradise.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I will be abstaining from this item due to a business to see if I have a good zone coverage.
All right.
Good evening, Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Press Drive, here on behalf of the applicant property owner. As you know, this property is located on the right-hand corner of Highland and Polaris Commercial Complex, just west of the 15 and north of the Wyndham and the new Jade apartments that are going in currently. We also have the Carvana Tower that is just to the east of us. I mentioned those just because I'm going to talk a little bit about them for our application. A couple of you may remember back in 2018, November, October, somewhere around then, I was before you with a high-rise multifamily development with some accessory commercial, which the board approved and the UCC approved. Unfortunately, COVID hit and the property owners put their brakes on that. And has turned to put their main focus now on the current tenants of the complex. us. Unfortunately, they've been struggling the last several months with some tenants. They've lost a few. They're down to about 77% occupancy, which is why we're before you today with a sign application. We believe that one of the things that will help to revitalize this complex, not only keep the existing tenants, but also try to refill the vacancies, is to get some good advertising and signage on the property for the complex. So the handout that I handed out to you all, our proposed sign is going to be on the northeast corner of the site. We would do a commercial subdivision map, so it would be an on-premise sign. We cannot do off-premise and advertise for all of these unless it's one parcel. So we would be coming through and doing a commercial sub on that. Want to point out a couple of the heights of the existing building. So as you know, the Wyndham's been there for quite some time. That's at 200 feet. The Jade is going in. We have an 80-foot tall sign and five-story building that Bob and I were for you. That got approved a couple of years ago. And, of course, the Carvana Tower, which is at 110 feet. So this parcel is just kind of in a weird situated area, right? It's behind all of these really tall buildings. It's in this kind of black hole with this weird traffic circulation situation that it's just really hard to find. And it also sits way below the freeway. So we are asking for an 80-foot tall freestanding sign where 50 feet is permitted as built right now. So interestingly, when you read the code, for H1 properties, you can either go up to 50 feet or however tall the building is. So because we are only 1 and 2 stories, we're at a maximum of 50 feet. But if a different project was on the site, say the prior multifamily that we did get approved, which unfortunately we're not moving forward with, we could technically have a sign that goes up to 85 feet. So there's a lot of flexibility with H1, which is why I struggle a little bit with staff's recommendation based on the comparison of only the 60-foot billboards, because we technically could go higher with a different project. Now, I understand that we are limited right now to the 1 and 2 stories, but they'd really like to try to revitalize this, get some tenants back in there, and hopefully save the ones that they have. So, happy to answer any questions, and that's about
it. Is there anyone here in the audience like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Board members have anything to
add? I mean, I'm not against the 80-foot signage knowing where it's located. It's not like it's up someone's bedroom window that they're going to have to stare at it. I'm not so sure that I'm sold on the 600 square feet of animated sign area opposed to 150 square feet, because that is, an animated sign is going to be quite a bit different than just if it was a billboard. It's a lot more light in that area.
But, yeah. Well, I think that I have to agree with the staff that 100% increase is very excessive. Now, what is the height of the buildings?
Of the existing buildings? Yeah. 1 and 2 stories.
They're planning to go higher, or they're planning to tear it down, or what?
They're not going to tear down the buildings. We are going to revitalize the parking lots and landscaping a little bit, but the current buildings will have the existing heights of it.
The staff indicates that existing billboards, off-premise signs adjacent to I-15 have significant visibility with an overall height of 60 feet, and the applicant can accomplish the same advertising goals the proposed sign was 50 feet high per Title III standards. Lastly, since staff does not support the waivers of development standards, staff also does not support the request.
So
and I just kind of agree with that.
So one thing I'll just point out in regards to the 50 feet versus 60 feet. So we are set back about, is that about 50, 60 feet?
Oh, easily 100 feet.
Okay, so 100 feet. So we're a lot farther away, so it'll look a lot lower than the 60 feet. Now, if we were, of course, right up against the freeway at 60 feet, then I'd be able to agree with you, or even the 50 feet. But because we're so much farther back, we're looking for that additional height. But I understand the comparison. But it is set quite a bit further back.
Does anybody want to make a motion? Okay, I'll make a motion for denial based on staff's recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You might want to take these for future presentation. And you go to the BCC on August 4th. Any general business for the board? No? Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the proposed agenda, posted agenda, and comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If that will clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote.
Yeah.
Nobody here?
I think you're good.
We're good. Next meeting is July 27, 2021. We have a motion to adjourn.
Someone?
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for coming.